Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Chayesara, Tavshin Ayin Tes. First and foremost, our learning should be Lili Nishmas, Daniela Sara, Bas Eliezer, Israel Levi, Mrs. Danny Grigier, went to the Oil of Ma'emes over this past Shabbos Kodesh. She should be made Tzosha for us and for Klai Yisrael. Also for us, Chos Furshim, for Barak Tzvi, Berkli Bat, Yab Tzosha, Chol Yisrael. So opening pasuk says, "Ayu chayisara me'ah shana ve'esrim shana shanim shnei chayisara." So Rashi famously says, "What's this whole back and forth? 120 and 7?" It says shnei chayisara kulan shavim latoyva. They're all equal in their goodness. They're all equal in their greatness. There's a lot of Torahs in this. Last year we quoted the Tefer Shlomo of Adamsk. When it says the Tefer Shlomo of Adamsk, just we have to say it again. Kulan shavim latoyva means that her entire life. Kulan shavim latova was to do good to others. It was to help others, to help people, to help others grow, to help others connect, to help others people persevere. But this year I wanted to quote the Rabbi Avram of Slonim, who's quoting the Avodah Pnim. Avram of Slonim says, what does it mean, kulan shavim latova? He says, kulan shavim latova means kol chaye lo slonina, ki tamen hay latov. She didn't complain about anything. Meaning when she was barren, she didn't complain. And when she got kidnapped by Avimelech, and she got taken, and they had to go down to Mitzrayim, and she had to deal with Yishmael and Hagar. She never complained. Kulan shavim latoyva. I had to think about Mrs. Grigier, what we heard today about Danny, that she, her entire life, was kulan shavim latoyva to her students, always giving, to her students, to her family, always giving. But number two is having such an illness, such a terrible, terrible thing in her life, but it was kulan shavim latoyva. Everything was gamzu latoyva. She never complained, just like Daniela Sar, just like her namesake, Sara Imenu, never complained. She never complained. She lived her life with great ahava for others, and she lived her life with great amuna. That was Mrs. Grejar. Beautiful idea from the Tefer Shlomo and Rabbi Avram of Slatim. Moving on to the second idea. Second idea comes to us from Rabbi Yaakov Aaron of Alexander. So Avram Avinu, in the few psukim later, in the beginning of the parsha, says Chav Gimel Dalad. He says to Ephron, Ger v'soyishav anoichi imachem tenili achuzos kever imachem ekbara mesi milfana. He's basically looking for a gravesite for Sarah. He uses the lashon of Ger v'soyishav anoichi. He says, I'm an alien or a resident. So are you a stranger or do you live there? So Rashi says that it means he comes from another land, but I live amongst you. That's the pashup shot. But Rabbi Yaakov Aaron of Alexander was telling the Avram Avinu was acting. The Alexander Rebbe was saying something beautiful. He says Ger v'toshav anochi means Ger. It means that he's a stranger because we're in Olam Haza. A Jew is neshama. We belong in Olam Haba. Soishav, I'm also part of my Olam Haba. Toshav means I'm settled. I know what's the real thing. I know what's the main thing. That's Olam Haba. Ger, I'm a stranger. I'm just walking through. That's Olam Haza. Like the famous Maisa of the Chavetz Chaim, when someone once came to the Chavetz Chaim and he stayed by his house for Shabbos. And he said, "Nu, Rabbi, where's all your furniture?" And the Chavetz Chaim turned back to him and says, "Nu, where's all your furniture?" So he said, "No, I'm just here for Shabbos and Ranim. I'm just passing by." So Chavetz Chaim says, "Yeah, me too. I'm also just passing by." Ger, Avram Avinu says he was Olam Haza, V'soy Shabam Olam Haba. And then a person has to live his life, Olam Haza, Olam Haba, to realize they're in this world, to be able to bring Olam Haba into the world, through Torah, through Shabbos, through Mitzvahs. And that's what Avram Avinu was saying. Ger, V'soy Shabam Anochi. I live in both worlds to know that there's greatness in everything. Moving on, I'll cut to a few psukim later. Chavdal Yudal, the third idea. It's a beautiful idea from Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz. The pasuk says when Rivka was, getting the water. So he who terem kala the dabar v'hine Rivka yotzas v'chida al shema. What happens? Such an incredible thing. So it says that Rivka came coming out, and she not yefesh, and Eliezer put in the tefillah not yefesh. Suddenly Rivka came out of nowhere. Who's coming with the jug upon her shoulder. So why Dafka, says Rav Yonas and Avshas, why Dafka upon her shoulder? It seems to be so extra. Who cares that Rivka had her thing on her shoulder? Says Rav Yonas and Avshas, you have to know this is a ma'isa that we have to learn from Rivka. That the Torah emphasizes that Rivka Dafka carried her water on her shoulder. Why? Because others would hide their pitchers to avoid the bother of lending them out. I don't want to have to show everyone that I have a pitcher. So then people are going to start asking to go to the well with my pitcher. However, Rivka, she Dafka put it on her back. She put it for everyone to see that she had a pitcher so that everyone might ask to borrow it. She saw mitzvah opportunities. She had something, she had a gift from Hashem. She wouldn't be able to give it to share with others. And that is exactly when Avram Avinu, when Eliezer saw, oh, this must be someone from Avram Avinu. Someone who could do chesed in such a way, that is someone who's going, what I'm going to get for Yitzhak. Says Rav Yonis and Abishas, we'll get to the verse in a second. That's exactly why it says upon her shoulder, because she was telling people, it's not my, the things that I have in my life are also your things also. To share your greatness, to share your koichos with the oilam. The Rabbeinu Shem gives us every single one of us koichos, share with others. Don't hide it for yourself. A beautiful idea from Yonis and Abishas. Moving on to the fourth idea, now we get to the Rav Hirsch. So Rav Hirsch says, a few psukim later, Chavdal Yotes, it says, so Rivka is, she's offering Eliezer to drink. So she finished giving him a drink. Also, I want to give your camels to drink also. As of Hirsch, if Rivka wants to give the camels also to drink, why the specific did she wait for Eliezer to finish drinking? And then she mentioned about the camels. Why didn't she just tell him, well, I'll give you and your camels? She only told him after he finished drinking. What's the idea here? Says Rav Hirsch, to show you the godless of Rivka, that she was ready to go. She didn't want to make a big talk about her good deeds, her ma'asim tovim, because that would have been a lack of Avraham Avinu's trait of Aseh Arbe. Right? There are people who do chesed, people do chesed. People do chesed and show it off. That's not chesed. People do chesed and do it in a refined way, and they don't have to put it on their WhatsApp status or put it on their email and their Facebook and Instagram. That's a Jew. And says the Rav Hirsch, that you want to know why Rivka didn't tell him until after? Because she didn't want to just say to start showing off what she was going to do for him. She wanted to show a little bit of sneas. Had she mentioned all of her intentions immediately, she would have made a little gaivadik to make a big talk about everything. So you see, at the end of the day, it's not only about chesed; it's about how you do chesed. It was done with anava, done with humility, done with tremendous sneas. A beautiful idea from Rav Hirsch. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from maybe David of Tolna. So finally, Eliezer convinces Rivka to bring her back. The pasuk says, "V'yeviyah Yitzchak alala sorry ma v'yikach Rivka v'tilo liyishu v'yavav v'nechem Yitzchak achra imo." Heaven was Yitzchak took her as a wife, and he was consoled, comforted for his mother. Rashi famously says that, what does this mean? That Rivka actually became the image of Sarah. For all the time that Sarah was alive, a lamp would be a light. There would be a light there. There would be a bracha found in the dough, Mitsuya Be'isa, V'anim Kashu Ala Oa, and a cloud would be stationed over the tent. But when she died, all those things stopped. But when Rivka came, they all returned, according to the Medrash. Well, says Rav David of Tolna, what's so specific about the Ner Dalak, but the bracha Be'isa, and the Anan, about the candle, and the dough, and the cloud? What do they all represent? So he says Rav David of Tolna that they actually all represent three things. They all represent Torah, Avodah, Gemilas HaSarim. He says, the Ner Dalak is Torah. We know that the Gemara says in Megillah, Orazu Torah, right? La'yusim ha'isa, Orav ha'simcha, Orazu Torah. That's their dalak. Bracha bi'isa, right? You have dough, a blessing found in the dough. Gemil Sassanim, what do you do with dough? You cook for others. And finally, the anon. The anon is a remezan tefillah, sukasa ba'anon, lecha me'ev our tefillah, that an anon, a cloud, represents our tefillah is going up to the Rabbeinu Shem. She says that's the tent of Sarah was the tent of Rivka. They were homes filled of Torah, they were filled of tefillah, and they were filled of chesed. That's what Ner refers to Torah, the Isa refers to the chesed of Sodom, and Anon refers to tefillah. Torah, Gimel Zosharim, and tefillah. Al Shosha Dvar Ma'ol Ma'amid, the second Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, three things the world stands on Torah, on Avodah, and Gimel Zosharim. Let's just review these five ideas. Kulan Shem and Latova, we said from the Tefer Shlomo, it says Kulan Shavah Tova means that Ohalai's Kulan Shavah, the Tova was to do good to others. And the second idea we said from Avraham Maslan was no, everything that happened was Gamzu the Tova. She never complained when she got taken by Ali Melech, or when Yishmael was bothering Yitzchak, or she was barren, or all the trials and tribulations, she never complained. And that's what we said about Mrs. Danny Grigier. Everything she went through, her the past 8 years, you know, it's so fresh, but for this, I was just thinking about her. These two ideas really encapsulates her namesake. But Kula of Daniel Asar, Mamish. Kula and Shavu L'Tavah, to do good for others. Kula and Shavu L'Tavah, she never complained. Everything was Gamzu L'Tavah. The second idea, Rabbi Yaakov Aron of Alexander, Ger is Toshav Anochi. Ger refers to Olam Hazah. Toshav refers to Olam Haba. Jew has to know when he's in this world, he's working for the next world as well. Everything he does has an effect in the next world. Yonas and Abisha says, Kada Shema, the Rivka, why Dafka does the Torah emphasize that she was carrying it on her shoulder? Because some people, when they have things, they do it for themselves. They don't want to share with others. Says Rabbi Yonasan Aishas, Rivka had a pitcher. She wanted to show everyone that she wasn't hiding it. She wanted others to be able to ask to borrow, and she wanted to go give it to others, to all others to be people to borrow.
Right? How many of us, we have kochos, we have certain opportunities to be able to give, but we always wait for someone. No. We have to be active, we have to be an active giver, not a passive giver. We have to be an active giver. If something, we have a koyach, if we have something to give, we have to be able to give it out, just like Rivka did. But Rav Hirsch says, it's a way of giving. Rav Hirsch says that, why did Rivka not, right? If she was going to give the camel's waters also, why did she dafka wait for Eliezer to finish the water, the fourth idea? And then she mentioned the camels. Because she didn't want to look like a Baal Gaiba, that she's going to throw everything at once on Eliezer. Once he finished drinking, then because they would have looked arrogant. Once you finish drinking, then he told him about the camels also. All right, and more ma'at laserabay. Right, the person could do chesed. The person could do chesed. To do chesed with sneas with a nava. And finally, fifth and final idea, Rabbi David of Tolna says, what does this mean that once Yitzchak brought her back, there was a near dalak bebracha beisa, and the onan returned, that the light returned, and the bracha of the isa returned, and the cloud returned. Those refer to all three things of the world stanza. And their dalak is Torah, the bracha pe'isa is the dough, chesed, to be able to make food for others, and the anan is the cloud, our tefillahs go up to Shem. The Rabbanu Shalom should bless us, always do good for others, always have a munah, the Rabbanu Shalom, gamzu l'tovah for everything, to realize that we're an olam hazah for olam haba, be able to realize that we have kochos to share with others, be able to realize that we do chesed, do etznias, to make sure that our homes are homes filled with Torah, tefillah, and gemilas chesed.